This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for a slew of development projects worth 5,536 crore rupees at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar, Gujarat today. The Prime Minister will also participate in a special event to commemorate 20 years of Gujarat urban growth story in Gandhinagar. More from our correspondent.
A series of urban developmental projects across cities like Jamnagar, Surat, Ahmedabad, Gandhinagar and Junagadh will be launched today. A major highlight will be the groundbreaking of Phase 3 of Sabarmati Riverfront project in Ahmedabad, worth over 1,000 crore rupees. The PM will also inaugurate over 22,000 homes built under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, costing rupees 1,000 crore. Marking 20 years of the launch of the urban developmental year in 2005 as the former CM of Gujarat, the PM will now launch the Urban Developmental Year 2025 along with Gujarat's Clean Air Program in Gandhinagar. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Gandhinagar.
President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. More from our correspondent.
This year, the government announced 139 Padma Awards, which comprise 7 Padma Vibhushan, 19 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri Awards. During the first investiture ceremony, the President conferred Padma Awards to 71 eminent personalities for the year 2025. In the second investiture ceremony, a total of 68 eminent personalities will be honoured with Padma Awards. Among them, former Chief Justice of India Jagdish Singh Kehar and Kumudini Rajinikanth Lakhia will be awarded Padma Vibhushan for their contributions in the fields of public affairs and arts, respectively. Those who will be presented the Padma Bhushan include Jatin Goswami, Kailash Nath Dixit, and Sathavi Ritambhara, while renowned economist Bibek Debroy will be honored posthumously. With Aman Yadav, Priya Mondal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India continued to expose Pakistan's support to terrorism globally with multi-party delegations visiting various countries and spreading New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against terrorism. An all-party parliamentary delegation today called on Sim Ann, Senior Minister of State for Foreign Affairs and Home Affairs of Singapore. The delegation conveyed India's position on recent developments following the terror attack in Pahalgam, including Operation Sindoor and the emerging new normal in India's counter-terrorism policy. Yesterday, all party parliamentary delegations briefed leaders of South Korea, Kuwait, Qatar, DR Congo and Slovenia on India's renewed doctrine of responding firmly to any act of terrorism and sought their support in bringing the perpetrators and supporters of terrorism to justice. The IMD, Indian Meteorological Department, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal and south interior Karnataka, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra today. Chhattisgarh, Kerala, Gangetic, West Bengal, Mahe, Marathwada, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Odisha and northeastern states are also expected to experience heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. The Weather Department further predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds in parts of Himachal Pradesh, Delhi, Andhra Pradesh, Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Odisha and West Bengal during the coming 2 to 3 days. IMD added that Himachal Pradesh is expected to witness a hailstorm today. Places in western Rajasthan can experience heat waves and dust storms during the day. In the United Kingdom, at least 47 people were injured when a car drove into a crowd of Liverpool Football Club fans during a victory parade. The crash happened about 10 minutes after the team's bus went past. Police have arrested a 53-year-old man from Liverpool. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer expressed solidarity with the people of Liverpool, stating that the entire nation stands with the city. In badminton, India's top players, including PV Sindhu, Lakshya Sen and the men's doubles duo of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty, will compete at the Singapore Open 2025 starting today. In IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.